The funding will be used to fight rising sea levels, storm surge, and tidal hurricanes. Biden toured the Lucy Evans Balin's Nature Interpretive Center and Preserve in Palo Alto.
These wetlands act as a critical buffer between the rising tides and the communities at risk, protecting homes, property, and infrastructure against flooding. They also absorb carbon dioxide from the air, and we're right next to Route 101, and where cars and trucks emit a lot of carbon pollution. What we're seeing here is an amazing success story.
Biden said the new climate mitigation investment will be paid for out of the multi-billion-dollar climate package Biden signed into law last year.
It starts with the most significant climate investment law ever, anywhere in the history of the world. Over billions and billions, $368 billion, $369 to be precise, in clean energy development, environmental justice, conservation, and so much more.
Biden was accompanied by Governor Newsom, South Bay Congresswoman Anna Eshoo, Santa Clara County Supervisor Susan Ellenberg, and others. Biden said the funding is an investment in helping communities adapt to the effects of climate change.
Nearly $9 billion to make transportation infrastructure more resilient by elevating roads and bridges above projected flood zones. $13 billion to decrease the wildfire risk and improve forest health and pain for firefighters who risk their lives every day. Drought mitigation, $15.4 billion to bolster the West's resilience to drought.
Governor Newsom said funding from last year's federal infrastructure investment package is being put to good use here in California.
We're already seeing unprecedented investments all across the United States of America to advance the call that was made in August of last year. And California, of course, is one of many states that's a beneficiary of those investments.
The new funding will also include a $67 million investment for California to modernize its electric grid to reduce the impact of extreme weather events such as wildfires. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.